The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way in. I thought she was right behind me. However, I do have Buford the Wonder Dog. Today, February the 26th, 2025, 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's what Shasta Regional Hospital is. Christina is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Sue is not feeling well. And I, so she's off today and maybe tomorrow too. It depends. She's got whatever that stuff is going around that people are not feeling well.
I hope she'll be healthy and we'll be praying for her.
No, she'll be fine. Sue's a warrior. Yes, she'll fight through. But that's what happened in the news this morning, if you're wondering, and maybe tomorrow. We're all hoping that she gets back to work. Only because that means she's well again. Except sometimes Sue comes in and she's not as well as she should be. And so I say, don't do that. Anyway, good morning. And we have a national day today.
Yes, today is a national Set a Good Exemplar Day.
Set a good example day.
Yep.
Wow, that really raises the bar. There's, you know, as our guests are walking in for going to be, you know, on the show here in a little bit, there's, it's Buford is greeting everybody, trying to be the best he can be and setting a great example.
He's like our front desk assistant.
A front desk assistant. I like that. Maybe we'll get him a little title, a little badge. Today, sunny with a high near 74. It's going to be beautiful. And then tomorrow.
Good morning. Okay.
Tomorrow, Thursday, is. I'll let you finish.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, let's see if I can hear myself here.
Okay, I'll fill all that dead space while you're wandering around.
You need to.
Here. Okay. Today is sunny with a high near 74.
And that's right. Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 48. Can I tell my shark story?
I'm just
hold on. I have a shark story.
A shark story.
No, it came back. You know, wait.
Do the weather and then.
Well, okay, 76 tomorrow, and it's going to be one of those beautiful weeks. All right, if you want to get out with your horse and your animals, oh my gosh, 76 tomorrow, Friday 75.
Are you going out with the horse today?
Saturday now. We have Saturday and Sunday. It looks like on Saturday it's about 62 with chance of showers. And Sunday, then, we go back into rain. And then, we've got a chance of showers throughout the rest of the week, but right now it's absolutely exquisite. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. My shark story. All right. We're talking about Shark the Vacuum, which I nicknamed Sharkina. So
this is one of those floor vacuums,
yes,
that goes around the house.
Never had one till we got the dog. Okay, yeah. So we have part husky, so just imagine, you know, fur everywhere. And I get up this morning, I was on time, girlfriend. I was up at 5 o'clock, so I read my reading, you know, my enlightening. What do you want to call it? Enlightened. Yeah. Get me there, and then a chapter out of another book I'm doing with my book club. So I'm on time. Getting ready.
Fixed his protein drinks,
yes,
this morning.
Protein drinks this morning, ready to go.
Pulled me
and
out of the bed.
And then I thought, you know what? I'm starting to see some, you know, hair around on the floor and in the carpet. So I went over to press the shark, and it takes a bit, you know, she takes about five, you know, turns, and then diddly dee dee, you know. And that means, she said something in the other room. I couldn't hear what it was, but she still was in green. And something about the rollers. You know, my rollers are not whatever, says something in a mechanical voice about that her rollers are stuck. So I turn it over. Okay, tick-tock, right? I turn it over, and I'm like, is that dental floss? So I'm pulling the thing apart. And I thought, and then I put it back down and thought, okay, well, maybe it's going to work now. Because, you know, I want to have it work while we're gone. And inevitably it gets stuck under a cupboard or under a couch anyway. So you have to keep, you know, trying to configure it. Anyway, so it's turned upside down, which the story is that tonight, that's what got me. That's why I'm late. I tried to get it fixed. It's not working. And we'll have to take that apart tonight and look at the roller and see what it is. Because more often it seems like it's not working than it's working. There you go. You're looking at me like, it's Sharkina's fault. I tried. I did all the work beforehand.
Well, I've come home and I've heard this little, help me, help me.
It's underneath, you know.
It's stuck in something. Or it goes out. And here's things you can't do. You can't leave just like cords on the floor. It'll come up and wrap around the cords. I tried to make violent love with the pillow and got stuck under that. It gets
caught under the couch, under the cabinets in the kitchen.
Under the cabinets. It'll get into it'll somehow get itself where it turns in circles until it runs out of power. Then it runs. And then what it does when it gets low on power, it heads back to its docking station.
Well, you know
this
what?
This is not exactly the way I've seen it advertised.
Well, I have a friend, we have a mutual friend that has two German Shepherds. You know, they get that fur right there on their tail end, right by their, the clumps. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but it's a definite game changer in your car and in your home.
You know, now when you ask somebody, hey, we're going to bring our car in for a detail. And the first thing they ask now is, got a dog?
Yeah. Do you have pets? Do you have pet hair?
Yeah, but not a lot. You know, like I went in there the other day because the Red Rover, my friends, my truck that I've had since I've lived here is for sale. So I'm getting it detailed. It's got new tires. You know, it's four-wheel drive. It's got 131,000 miles on it. It's in good shape.
Ford 150.
F-150. It's hauled the horse around. It's got trailer brakes. It's got, you know, a trailer hitch on it and all that. And it's in, you know what, for 19 years old, I think it's in really good shape.
It's got its scratches and everything. It'd be a good vehicle for some kid that was just starting to drive, and you knew that this was going to be the introductory, you know, like
they got our grandson.
Yeah, they got a grandson. Go from school to home to run errands or do what they've got. Get to the game. It's got a, you know, open bed, so it's great, you know, to be able to
do chores.
It's
got a bed liner in it. It's a, you know, it's drop-in.
Duraliner.
Duraliner things. It's not the sprayed-in one, but it, you know, it works fine. Everything works on it.
And the reason is because you've got another.
I got another truck.
A larger, something to haul that we can haul more things.
More things up in the mountains.
7:12 in the morning. What do you have there that you
wanted to? I'm going to put that on Facebook and I'm going to write about it. And, okay, you know, here's the thing. It's got to go to a good home.
Yeah.
I just don't want somebody that's going to go out and abuse it. It's been good.
And you'll meet him over at Safeway.
I'll meet him at Safeway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll take cash. And it's a reasonable price, trust me.
Yeah. All right. So what's on your, when you were perusing today, and
you have
something up your craw?
Up my craw?
Yeah.
I don't think it's up my craw. I think it's in my craw.
Well, in your
You know what? You and Sharkina have just got to...
Threw you right off your game, buddy.
Hey, okay. The... you know, I could have made this, and I talked about this yesterday, about they were going to discuss what were they going to do with the old county courthouse.
Oh.
And there was three different things they could do. They could use it for other offices or make it into a parking structure or whatever.
A parking structure might not be a bad idea.
Well, but it was like a three-story parking structure up there that, you know, would be taller than the jail. Anyway, I could have said this yesterday, and I should have. I could have predicted this. There was no decision made.
Oh, okay. I wasn't privy to. I just know that we had a meeting yesterday, and you and the person that we were meeting with had were grumbling about the city council going on for hours. And
no, it was Board of Supervisors.
Board of Supervisors, going on for hours.
And I don't know how long they went yesterday. But after nearly an hour and a half of public feedback and back and forth between the supervisors, a decision what to do with the property on Court Street was tabled to March 11th. So, I got a couple of weeks. The county council recommended delaying his decision when it became obvious supervisors were not going to come to a consensus. And then the board unanimously agreed to follow that recommendation. Let's just kick it down the road here. Now, I'm being a little facetious here because there could have been other things that have to go along with this. Mm-hmm. And on, they had three options that they could demolish the old courthouse and other buildings on the property, build a surface parking lot. They could build a three-story parking lot for a lot more money. And, say, could the county sell the property? And there was another question about ask for more time to maybe, that was Plummer, ask for more time to come up with fresh plans. Corky said, why can't we sell the property? And, that may not be a bad idea. I mean, here it is right downtown and it's, that could be some valuable property right there. Mm-hmm. They could put apartments right there. They could put, who knows what they could put there. Anyway, we got to take a break. And today, the 26th of February, 7:15 in the morning, we're going to be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Lance, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
right. Good morning, everyone. How are you on this 26th of February?
I suppose if you're a guest in here, this makes no sense to you what Christina and Linda and I are doing. But if you ever saw Night at the Roxbury.
I have not.
No, well, there's probably a lot of people who never saw that movie. And
but you get a kick out of it every time.
But if you saw the movie, that would make sense to you.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if they play that same song at this time of day every day.
They do.
Feels like it.
No, they do.
Did you request that?
Request when you're the owner
when you request
something, that's like it's like there's fiery letters written in the sky.
You did every time.
Yeah. The first break coming out of the first break, right, Christina?
Yes, sir.
And she is so good. Christina's the only one that does it. The rest of them just but see, Christina understands it.
Wait, yeah,
she understands.
I just like to put the morning songs, like kind of drive you beaten.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what I told. I said in the first breaks in the morning, you guys got to pump it up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll just lay
pump
on the floor.
It up.
I'll lay on the floor and talk to them.
Pump it up. We need that one too.
Yeah. No, we need.
Or when jewelry's bringing you, of course, to talk about pumping it up. You know, anybody gets excited about their jewelry like I do. Four Winds Jewelry is the voted best in the North State now for about 3 years in a row. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, meaning they have a watch repair man. They can take things apart from scratch, build them up,
stone cutter. Yeah.
All of it. Four Winds Jewelry. All right. So we've got some special guests in the house, and I'm excited to hear about a new dance company with Lisa Bruda. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So tell us what you've got, what you've been
planning. Wait a minute. There's more to this.
Well, she can introduce who she's with.
No, but Lisa is a native of the Netherlands.
That is true.
And now, when I tell people, when I went over to the Netherlands I was approached about a job over there. And what people don't realize is that how good English, how good English, how well the Dutch speak English. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, and I don't know, you may have been here, brought over here when you were 12, but I know better than that.
Yeah.
And when I was offered another job after Linda and I got married, and they were letting me pick in Europe where I wanted to be based out of, I told them the Netherlands. And of course, there's always that first, huh? And I went, yeah, because one, y'all have back then, this was in 2006,
eight, seven, six, seven, eight.
No, it had to be 2008. I said, y'all had a great internet, great wireless infrastructure back then.
Uh-huh.
You were the hub, too, for airlines, because I was going to be flying a lot. And I said they spoke English very well. And so they said, fine. You know, they said, you don't want London? No, I'd rather go over there.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not London. But in the Netherlands, are friendly.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell us your story. So I want to hear your story.
Those were the three reasons.
Yeah.
And Lisa Bruda. And then in London, they don't speak English. They speak their own. They speak English. We speak American. But anyway.
You've got an event coming up. And you
wait a minute. We haven't gone back through that.
I really want to hear about her story. What, Lisa, tell us your story.
Okay. Well, Lisa Bruda.
Yes, Lisa Bruda.
Yes, born and raised in the Netherlands. I moved here when I was 20. A little over 10 years ago to do ministry school, and then stayed because I got a job helping build a conservatory in dance. Got married to a Dutch guy who I'd known for a long time, and by now I own a green card. I live here. I have a house. I have a baby. So life's been really established. But dance has always been part of my life. I started dancing when I was 4. I moved into my own conservatory training when I was 11, would travel 2 hours away from home, dance and go to school all day, and then travel 2 hours back. So all my dance training has really been in the Netherlands, my experience there. And I came here more like figuring out myself, getting to grow, getting to heal through some things. And then as I've been here longer, got more full-time back into dance teaching, dance education, and then now actually building a dance company.
So tell us about your dance company, the name of it.
Commune Dance Company. That's what it's called. You write it the same as commune, which is what people, when they first read it, they're like, oh, you're like a commune. I'm like, not really. But we are a community of dancers. But the reason I called it commune, we have a little dash on the U, is because one of the meanings of commune as a verb is to communicate without words, which I thought felt really like applicable to dance because we are communicating without words to our audience and to each other. So that's why it's called commune. We've been going for about 2.5 years now. I started it very kind of hidden just to figure us out. But for the last 1.5 years, we've done performances. We've been more out in the open. Yeah.
Really exciting. I mean, it's very, I love to hear the backstories, and we love to support the arts because arts are, that's the bridge. Like you said, there are no, religions and races and politics. Well, there could be in some pieces, but art is something that moves you in a way. It's like a religious experience.
Yeah.
And you can't explain it until you feel it.
Yeah.
See, that's why I told you. Today would be a good day.
Yeah.
Because Linda's here.
Linda knows,
You know, the dance, you know, and when you get involved in dance, I got involved in dance with Dancing with the Stars, you know, that one, long time ago. But I had 2 dances to learn, and they were, of course, very basic. After she saw me twirl a couple of times, she said, okay, no twirling. So it was a linear dance, you know, for me, and that was easy, linear. That's right, pick her up, put her down. But as expression, and this is one of the things, not to bring politics in this, but when COVID hit, so many things, you know, even if they were still going to school, there was no theater, no band, no football, no, you know, none of the ways for kids to express themselves. Yeah. Some kids express themselves in football, baseball, basketball. Other young people express themselves through theater and dance and the arts. And and they didn't have that then.
Yeah.
You know, it was more than just not being able to do prom at school.
Yeah.
It was not being able to do the things that they truly loved that allowed them to continue going to school. And does that make sense?
Yeah, that's
right.
So true.
It sure does. So commune's a great word, and I like how you put the dash over the U.
Yeah.
Where is your dance company? How many people in your dance company?
Yeah.
And when you have a mission statement, most businesses or arts or project will have a mission statement. So kind of could you give us what your mission statement is?
Yeah, my mission statement is kind of twofold. It's to build a home for dancers, a place where dancers belong and where they get to experience the beauty and the power of dance in a healthy, thriving environment. And the second half is to build art, dance productions, collaborative projects that bring hope and inspiration into our community, both in Reading, but hopefully also beyond. I really believe that dance has the power to move. So I believe in the entertainment side of dance. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe if people come to a show, or they will be entertained. But I think I go beyond that, and I want it to be meaningful. I want people to actually feel something, to see something, and walk away kind of going, wow, I actually really enjoyed movement and dance and everything I saw, and I felt really inspired. But I also walked away feeling something, like feeling encouraged or feeling hope or feeling calm, or just like I want them to walk away with something, because I feel like dance can be that exchange between the dancer and the audience. So that's my mission statement. But the home for dancer part is because I come from a history where dance has always been like bringing me life, but it's also been really painful, because the dance world, especially the ballet world, isn't always kind. And I've come through a long journey of encountering all the painful parts about dance.
Right.
Well, ballet, I mean,
it's a discipline beyond what we know.
We've seen a couple of movies, what was it, Black Swan or something?
Balanchine.
Probably not the best one to use, but watching how hard ballet dancers are.
Your feet to the bleed, your toenails, point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that, like, Black Swan is a very intense version of it, but if you take all of the, you know, the drama out of it, you actually do get to the kind of like the core of some of the things, the perfectionism, the body image issues. Like, not everyone experiences the same,
right?
But that was definitely more of my experience, and I saw that in a lot of dancers around. And I wanted to create something where every dancer who walked into the room, no matter at what level, that they felt like they could do dance in a way where they were also thriving, where they were thriving emotionally, where they were loving the person next to them. Like, they were able to be in community. We're not comparing. We're not competing with each other. We're just creating art together.
And it's not about the size, you know, because that's where you can really get into the bulimia or whatever it is that dancers, you know, have to.
It's not just dancers. It's entertainers. Look at Karen Carpenter, one of the best ever.
Well,
who just had this body image and it killed her.
Yeah.
But we have to take a break. So
great.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet. It's going to happen Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center down on Benton Drive. This is great. This is the National Wild Turkey Federation dinner. Hundreds of silent auction, live auction, raffle items that are going to be there. It's the annual one. It's a fundraiser. It's, you can sponsor tables. You can, have sponsor couples tickets. You can go there individually, and then kids 17 and under are less money. But it's a great event. It supports the National Wild Turkey Federation, which in turn is an environmental group, conservation group that preserves land and habitat for turkeys, make sure that there's water supplies and all these things, so we'll have a healthy turkey population, which we have up here. And that up here in the North State is just a it's a whole show. We've had one before, maybe a couple times, about how the turkeys were reintroduced up here, and it's been a huge success to the point where they're kind of pesky in somebody's yard, you know. Anyway, but this is it. It's a great time. You know, every time we go there, we whoop it up. And more information or to get tickets, go to nwtf.org/events or give Candy a call at 530-526-8350. And it's going to be a smaller venue, so it's limited to 300 people. So you probably want to get your tickets, maybe not too late at this point, but you should try. Okay, we'll be right back with Commune Dance Company. I go crazy.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance.
The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping.
Look, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
You know what's funny about that song? I have to say that I have my chicken friends. And you know, on Facebook, when you have those reels, and they had like four chickens, and they were doing that, pump it up, dun, 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 dun.
And the chickens are all being...
They're all just doing this, like, they're bobbing. You know, they're bobbing, and I had to send that to, you know, the girl I take Pilates with. She has like 40 chickens. So we're in a little chicken
room. If you have a chip or crack in your windshield... You need to go see Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He has no chickens that I know of, at least not in the shop. And Jeff is the expert about repairing windshields, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, or an RV with the big windows. I've seen him working on those, too. He's been doing this for about 30 years, and nobody is better than Jeff Wurst at fixing windshields. Like I said, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he'll fix it. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He fixed about an 8 or 9 inch crack on the Red Rover, 16 years ago? You still can't see it. Don't fool around with your safety. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And he's just a friendly guy, too. Brings your vehicle into kind of a climate-controlled area, and he just gets in there. And you can sit in there and watch if you want to.
And speaking of chickens. Chicken thievery is on the rise.
That's right.
Thievery of chicken.
And egg smuggling is coming across. Loaded with the fentanyl
is
thousands of chicken eggs, you know, but they're moving the fentanyl off the trucks and putting the chicken eggs on because it's more valuable, the eggs, than the fentanyl.
Okay. So let's segue now into the commune dance company. Lisa Bruda is the founder. And welcome back to the program if you're just tuning in. We are talking about, and you've got an upcoming concert at Shasta College Theater. Yeah. So let's hear about your, what you put together.
Yeah. So next week, March 8th and 9th, we have created a show. We, kind of do this every year for the last 3 years is that, when we get to the spring, we create a, a bigger show, something we've worked towards a little longer than some of maybe our smaller projects that we're part of. And this show has our company. So our company, we have like 10 dancers. And then it has our training group. We have like a community training and performance group that are another 7. And then we have something that we do every year, which is a performance project, which from January to February, we run a performance project that people audition into and dancers get selected into a piece so they can work towards a show. So it kind of has different layers, different groups. We're trying to create something for everyone, basically. So we have a cast of 22, and we created a show called Precipice, which is just beautiful contemporary movement. There's a little bit of ballet, a little bit of hip-hop, but our main style is all the different forms of contemporary. And the show in theme is really about kind of like the journey of life where we end up at a precipice. I had a feeling this year as I was talking to a lot of people around me that a lot of people have gone through change in their life, like big changes or maybe feeling something is coming up. And I was like, oh, I'm going to create a show about that. So the overarching like theme of the show is those moments in life where you're brought to a precipice and a place where you can maybe see, but also where you have to take a risk and you have to jump into something new, let go of the old, jump into something new and see how that unravels. So that's like a little bit of like the meaningful theme behind the show, but it's an hour and a half of beautiful movement. Different of my different dancers of my company have choreographed pieces to it, and I believe it's really exciting to get to do it on a stage like Shasta College because it's bigger. It has beautiful lighting, so we're really excited.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Did you want to introduce who you're with as well, who's one of your students or teachers or who do we have here?
I have Chloe with me here. Chloe actually is one of the dancers who's joined the performance project both this year and last year. She is a dancer locally with Dreamweaver.
So, hello, Chloe.
Hi.
The reason you're here today is because Chloe came in the other day.
Yes.
Very, you know, and she said, you know, we're having this thing. We wouldn't know if it, you know, if it cost money. And then when I heard what it was, it's a local art event. We always support. And we try to, when we find out about them.
Right.
We try to have people on and talk about it. And
we Chloe support was, our community.
Yeah. Chloe yeah. was yeah. very informative. So, yeah. So you've been dancing a long time, Chloe?
Only about 4 years.
4 years. Okay. See, so you've got the same. Are you from the Netherlands?
No.
Okay. Because, you know, you kind of, you know, your description, you know, Chloe was right there. You know, yeah. light hair and blue eyes. yeah. And the tall and lean.
Now, are you born and raised here?
Yes. I was born and raised here, yeah.
In Reading?
No. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, nobody's born and raised in Reading.
No, we have a lot, believe it or not.
Yeah,
no.
I guess there are.
We've had a few that we just.
And you've never danced before.
I danced when I was, like, very little,
uh-huh.
and then I was a gymnast for 8 years, and then I started doing dance about 4 years ago, and I fell in love with dance.
So
what was the first discipline of dance?
Lyrical.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you were a gymnast, what was your forte?
Probably floor, which is why I
there
think
you go.
I liked dance.
Right, there you go. That yeah. makes a lot yep. of sense.
Can you do like a double backflip and all those things?
No.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. I mean,
so,
if you stood on the table here, could you do a backflip and land on your feet?
I think I would be too scared to try.
Okay.
But
yeah.
No, don't even think about it. So anyway, but then moving your body on floor and having this beautiful with music, mm-hmm. right? That makes perfect sense that you decided to go into dance and like you said, your first love was lyrical.
I think,
which is part of being on the floor.
Yeah, I think dance just is so much more expressive in that way, in that you get to express how you're feeling by the movement that you're doing and different movement qualities, and just the way that you get to move and dance is so much different than gymnastics. And there's so many different aspects to both worlds that I really loved about both. But I'm so grateful that I get all of these opportunities and that I get to dance with.
And so as a gymnast, and Lisa, I'm sure you would concur that that there's a huge discipline in being a gymnast, you know.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, let's let our listeners know that you don't just all of a sudden become a, you know, world-famous novelist. You have to learn your ABCs. And so the, what would you call the base part of dancing, of learning how to do, like, first, second, third position or whatever those are, And then the repetitiveness can be extremely boring.
Yeah.
And this is like karate or any other kind of discipline that it's repetitiveness.
Yeah.
That gets in your brain and you can like, okay, now when somebody's throwing it, you want to go into a choreographer and they're throwing, do a double thing.
Yep.
That person's not looking around like, huh? Like they think they can skip a grade.
Yeah. Yeah. You're training, like you're having to be disciplined in training your body to do certain steps, to be flexible, to have what we call technique so that you could do a double pirouette, like a double turn and land. But then there's also the discipline of just learning, how the body moves so that when you would show or the choreographer shows a movement that I'm actually able to pick it up because I understand those patterns. And there's musicality, there's performance quality, there's a variety of things that kind of go together in becoming a dancer.
Well, it's really fascinating and we do have to take a break. And are we going to be, we want to push one more time that,
oh, we can bring him back.
Okay. Okay. Stay with us because I want to talk about spotting. And is spotting something that they still use that term?
Yeah, we
all
do.
All right. You're like looking at me like, what? It's really fun.
Right,
this is
we'll
great conversation.
Right back. I know. I knew you'd enjoy it. I'm going to lay down here with Buford. Okay. We'll be right back.
You better not kill the mood, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Lance, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salads, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
account.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You are the dancing queen, young and sweet,
oh yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, from broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and if it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. That's right, full-time, part-time, at all variety of backgrounds and experience levels. Some of the perks there you've got are competitive benefits, tuition reimbursement, 401k, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Check out ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu and see if you want to go over there. It's a great place to work. We're here with Lisa Beruda and Chloe. What's your last name, Chloe?
Wilder.
Wilder, okay.
Chloe Wilder.
And they're here from the commune, not commune, but the commune dance company. They've got a big thing. We've been talking to them probably longer than we usually do, but the background on this, on Lisa coming to our country 10 years ago, and and Chloe, who is a born and raised Redding girl. And about the dance company, of course, Linda is always positive and got comments on the arts here.
Arts helped change my life.
Yeah.
You know, so I think when a girl is 11 and 12, we're talking about in the 70s, so things have different. Now, we don't have, we didn't have internet and some of the really pitfalls that kids are going through today. But in those days, at 11 and 12, when you start to come into your womanhood,
yeah,
you know, you've got to have a vehicle to keep you occupied on a healthy train. And so the arts really helped me not go down.
Yeah, so
I could have gone, you know, because you are who you hang with.
Yeah,
and so... Anyway, so I had great teachers and dancing. I danced, but not like a trained dancer. So yeah. I was a singer who could move.
Nice.
And I could fake it. So, you know, where I'd have to go on open calls, those cattle calls. I went on several of those cattle calls in Hollywood. And, they would have you do it, you know, like a combination. You had to learn a combination. You knew when you were up against the hardcore New York gypsies, as we used to call them, that were super good. And they were trained and they were tough.
Mm.
And then you were in there going, oh, I can sing, you know, and I kind of move. But then there's always a spot for something like that too. And therefore, you know, I was very fortunate to fall into some, you know, some good positions in my life in that line of work. So, anyway, so one of the things I always had trouble with, and I always, that's why before we took a break, I was talking about the word spotting.
Mm.
So that, for our listeners, is when a dancer can do circle, 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 and not fall over on the floor.
Or get too dizzy.
Or get too dizzy from falling over from the dizziness.
Yeah.
And so there's something that you called, that's called spotting.
Yeah.
Where as you're turning, you pick a spot and you concentrate every time you do a full circle on that spot. Is it still called that?
That's still called spotting. And we still practice it because it's still the same technique. Yeah.
All right.
Look at the spot, kind of keep your head level and just keep switching it around. Flipping it around.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's like anything else when you have repetition and you practice, practice, practice. And so what would you say would be, you know, you were talking about you would travel for 2 hours and then go to dance after school and then go into a conservatory. And how many hours would you spend in the conservatory?
I mean, it was a conservatory that basically merged your high school general education with the dance. We were all in the same building, so we would all just switch from dance class to math back to dance. Everyone was in the dance club. You have a couple of those in the Netherlands where that's just where you learn or you really settle into your dance training. Class would start at 9 a.m. in the morning, and I would finish by like 6.
Right.
And I did that throughout all my teenage years, high school right. years. It was a very committed.
Right, committed. So in Las Vegas, when I was in a show, I was the singer of the show, but there I was with a bunch of ice skaters. The majority of the show were ice skaters / dancers. And it was one of those stages mm-hmm. that would pull back, and it was the only ice skating production in Las Vegas. So the women dancers that I was alongside of, one of them became my really good friend, and she was, you know, in the ice capades. Most of those kids were in the ice capades, and their training, it would be, she'd be up at 4, she'd be skating 2 hours or 3 hours before school, go to school, after school, 2 to 3 hours, and that's your life.
Yeah.
Totally your life.
My siblings, I have younger sisters, they sometimes talk about, you know, family events or stuff that happens. And often the running joke is like, well, where was Lisa?
Where were you?
Oh, Lisa was dancing. It's just like, dance, art, and sport, like, there's things that just require your all. And if you're training and you want to be good in them, it requires kind of like soul focus on it. And that's what I did. For all my upbringing.
And so here you go. You're bringing this love and this passion into this precipice performance with 22
dancers.
And that's March 8th and 9th. Now, it's a Shasta College Theater. How do we get tickets?
We can get tickets by, I would actually just go to Google and type in Commune Dance Company Precipice, and it will send you to our Eventbrite link, because we have an Eventbrite link.
Okay.
But you can also get tickets at the door. So we have a show Saturday, March 8th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 9th at 2 p.m. So people can also just come to the theater.
And where do you have your studio / practices?
We rent Dreamweaver. Local Dreamweaver dance okay. here. We rent that as our like space to rehearse.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So you already have the flooring.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And
that's a whole other thing people don't understand. What you actually need with floor when you're jumping and you're doing ballet.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, let's just rent a place and let's have a cement floor with carpet over the top. Or let's just do some laminate over the top.
Exactly.
You have to have almost like they would with a karate floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you can tell me, Chloe. I've seen movies where the instructors had this thin rod, wooden rod, like 4 feet long. If you're not hitting the right spot, did she come over and smack you on your knee?
No.
Or, you know, your back?
No. I think Lisa's done...
If you turned around and pulled up your back, would there be like little whip marks on it because Lisa's... She's a duchy.
No, Chloe, you tell me how you experience my classes.
Well, no. No, Lisa.
And we know how duchies can be.
Very direct.
Very direct.
You know, no, Lisa's done an incredible job about creating a community of dance where it's the opposite of what she was talking about earlier. And it's not about being perfect. It's not about always doing the right move. And I was just talking to her about this last night, how the community of dance and the community of people she's created is just so welcoming and inviting and loving, and it's such an uplifting community of people, and it's just a great environment of dance that everybody enjoys.
And you
enjoys.
Have different ages in this group.
Yeah, today. Right now I would say that our normal like company life is my youngest one's probably 18 and my oldest is 31. So we're like adults.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Everyone who's like done all their training, most of my company members have actually gotten their like BAs or BFAs in dance, have gotten experience elsewhere.
They're serious.
But
mom's not making them go.
No, because I wanted also something in Reading for those dancers that are either they have moved here, they're grown up here.
They've aged out of a lot of these things.
They've done the competition thing, but at some point, 18, 19, 20 plus, where do they go? So it's focused on that group, but we've done like our performance project. We've had like last year, our youngest dancer who joined for our like 2 month performance project was 12. So we've had some of those younger ones who are really promising, who we just want to give a company experience so they get a taste of what's out there. Yeah.
Okay. We've run out of time, but one more time.
Yeah.
How do they get tickets?
They get tickets by Searching on Google, Commune Dance Company Precipice, and then click on our Eventbrite link. Or get tickets at the door.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lori, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You bet. And when we come back, we have United Way with us and Larry Olmsted and Kristen Gray, who is going to be talking about the new building bridges that they've started. So
excellent.
We'll be right back.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran has stepped up its production of near-weapons-grade uranium. That's according to a report by the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, which says it is a serious concern. There he goes, thinking outside the box again.
President Trump says he wants to offer $5 million gold card visas with a path to citizenship, replacing EB-5 visas that had been offered to investors for 35 years.
You have a green card. This is a gold card.
Trump suggests the government could sell millions of the visas to help reduce the federal deficit.
They'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people.
The Congressional Research Service has found that with the current program, one risk is verification fraud for funds that were obtained illegally. Jennifer King, Washington.
The measles outbreak in West Texas has turned deadly. An infected person has died in hospital, 124 cases reported across 9 rural counties. President Trump's big, beautiful bill has cleared the House. Massive budget blueprint includes trillions in tax relief and spending cuts. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it is something to celebrate, although it has a long way to go before being finalized.
We got it done. We had the requisite number of votes to move this process along, and now passing the budget resolution in the House that will go to the Senate. This is the first important step in opening up the reconciliation process. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this is the first step in that process.
With Florida Governor Ron DeSantis unable to seek re-election because of term limits, Republican Congressman Byron Donalds has announced he is running for governor of Florida. He's been endorsed by President Trump. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 209 points, the Nasdaq trading 222 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people off our streets now.
It's not that simple.
They're human beings. Where are they meant to go?
Homelessness could happen to anyone.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Their story is our story.
You never know in life why things work out the way they do. Never give up.
No Address. Starring William Baldwin, Ashanti, and Ty Pennington. In theaters this Friday. Get your tickets at noaddressmovie.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The fragile Israel-Hamas ceasefire continues to hold, at least for the moment.
Hamas says it will return the bodies of 4 more dead Israeli hostages on Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, the group says, just days before the first phase of the ceasefire between the warring parties is to expire. Israel has delayed the release of about 600 Palestinian prisoners since Saturday to protest what it says is the cruel treatment of hostages during their release by Hamas. I'm Charles DeLefesme.
A U.S. air base in Italy went on lockdown for several hours over an unspecified incident. Online posts described Naval Air Station Sigonella in Sicily as being locked down this morning due to an ongoing situation. The online post suggested that whatever happened occurred at a gate at the base. The lockdown has since been lifted. It was lifted after several hours. News and analysis at townhall.com. Different kind of powdered wig.
Colombian police apprehended a 40-year-old man attempting to smuggle several bags of cocaine concealed beneath a meticulously attached toupee. Police said the suspect was detained at Cartagena's airport on Monday as he prepared to board a flight to Amsterdam. A scanner revealed the hidden cargo, 220 grams of cocaine packaged in small bags strategically placed under the narco wig. Police estimate the street value of the drugs at approximately 10,000 euros in European markets. Keith Peters reporting.
A near miss on a runway at Chicago's Midway Airport. Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight trying to land had to climb back into the sky to avoid a small business aircraft that was crossing the runway. The Southwest jet was able to land. No one was hurt. The FAA says the small plane entered the runway without authorization. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios, downtown Reading. Of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 26th of February. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but this month, even though it's only 28 days, it has seemed to have lasted forever.
I don't know why.
I don't know what it is.
Because we all know
it
that.
It seems like the first 2 weeks were like 4 weeks.
Well, I know. It was interesting when we think about last year, how it was March and then it was all of a sudden Christmas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That flew.
Yeah, and then this one is just dragging.
That's okay.
I'd rather have it
look at the date and go, oh, I got a whole other week,
yeah.
You know, rather than, oh, my gosh, it's right here. Speaking of right here.
8:06 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by, speaking of, Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina. And it's International Pancakes Day.
Oh, boy.
No, it was Saturday.
Maybe it will be, but today's National Set a Good Example Day.
Oh.
Set a Good Example Day.
Well, that's a beautiful segue into our guest for this next hour. But first, if you're looking outside and you're trying to figure out, well, what kind of, it looks warm. Well, it will be 74 today. Beautiful sunny skies, mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of 48. Thursday, that tomorrow is calling around 76. And Friday, 75. So we have these beautiful next few days in front of us. Saturday, 62. And then it's calling, according to the national forecast, chance of showers on Saturday night. And Saturday and Sunday, looks like we've got the chance of showers and so on. So if you're going to do any kind of planting, cleaning up of debris or whatever it is. Now, Sunday, there could be have thunderstorms after 10 a.m., slight chance of showers as well. And as we progress through next week, we'll give you an update then, because as we all know, the weather changes every hour. But right now, the weather is brought to you by our friends in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned company where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And we're here with United Way, with Larry Olmsted, the former director. Are you still the director?
Yeah, I have one more week.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
All right.
Because
when
I look at your website, there's Larry, and I thought Larry was kind of kicking back a little bit. Oh, so it's one more week. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
You did pass the reins, though.
Absolutely. Kaylee Brisman, who's our chief operating officer, she takes over after I leave. My last day is March 7th.
Oh.
Really thrilled about that, Kaylee. So,
I know what you mean.
Two things
no,
you were
I
saying. You're thrilled
mean.
About Kaylee taking over, and it's probably great to do for your next chapter.
I think that's correct. And I will be able to continue part-time as a consultant for United Way.
Right.
And, in fact, I know we want to talk about our Building Bridges initiative today, and that's going to be the primary focus of my part-time
work.
Oh,
great. Okay.
Now, Larry, good morning. Good morning, Kristen, also.
Good morning.
Good morning. But, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Of course. Now, Larry, tell us a little about you. You've been with United Way for a while.
Absolutely. First of all, yeah, I did want to introduce our development director, Kristen Gray. Kristen has been in this community forever, I think. And
darling hair.
I'm not that old, Larry.
thanks, Larry.
When
you just
somebody
made,
say forever, you're like.
You sound like you just got me out of a nursing home.
Not as forever as me. But Kristen's just doing a terrific job and has been a just a wonderful citizen for this whole region. So just
development director. All right. So you guys are launching this beautiful building bridges.
Yeah. And so to what I'll say, first of all, about myself.
Yeah. Please.
Carl, I've 15 years in the United Way system. I came up here from San Jose. I was in the United Way there. But a lot of my background is as a journalist.
Really?
Yeah. I started my career, as a newspaper editor and reporter. I worked in Baltimore, worked in Detroit, worked in Miami. I was the managing editor of the Miami Herald at one point for 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And I worked
I didn't know that about you at all. I thought you'd been in kind of the United Way family, and you don't think about, because that's our whole focus on that, thinking that, well, I wonder if he's been in, you know, that kind of work. But you were the managing editor of the Miami Herald?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
That's
right. A pretty major newspaper down there, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's no question. It was a thrill. As every job I've had, I've been very lucky. They've been, and the theme is community service. I was in journalism, you know, really, we all believe we're doing important service for the community.
Right.
And I think the media, including this show, does do an incredible service for the community. And I think, I had a journalism career, that I had a, kind of management, human resources, type of, career.
Mm-hmm.
At the time I joined United Way, I was a, consultant doing, executive training, organizational development kind of work. And I've done a lot of work in the diversity realm. I've twice been the diversity officer for a Fortune 1000 company. So so I've got kind of that varied background.
And people, you know, getting excited over this diversity and this, that they don't realize that a lot of these Fortune 500 companies have had offices like that for decades.
Yeah.
And, you know, their job is to promote diversity within those Fortune 500 companies.
Yeah. And for a lot of those companies, they really saw it as a business reality. And one of the ironies of today's discussion around diversity and equity is that what a lot of companies find is that by focusing on that issue, they're able to expand the pool of people who they can then recruit from and hire. And so what they found was, oh, actually the skill sets are improving because we're able to recruit from a bigger pool, right?
Yeah.
As I look at it, as a professional in that field, I would say diversity programs are like everything else. Some are better than others.
Right.
So,
sure.
Some might be, you know, misguided or whatever. But on balance, it's been pretty important for a lot of companies to expand their pool of employees and of customers and clients.
I like the word that you used, and that's called the balance.
Yeah.
And having people be aware, because right now the DEI or whatever the initials are have this, like, ouch effect.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
it'll swing back, it'll swing around, but right now it's kind of like the hot word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the fact that you say throughout the last, 30, 40, 50 years, we're trying to find the balance. Because we are all in the same, we breathe the same air, we're all trying to do great for our community, we're all trying to be inclusive in a way that we don't, like if there's gas down at whatchamacallit, you know, and it's, this is what's happening in the gap, we all want to know about that, and let's help each other to know about that. So I know that's a weird analogy, but, you know, we think
you want everybody to know what the price is so we can all run down there.
No, I mean, it's just, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break here. We're here with Larry Olmsted, who is the director, CEO of United Way, and Kristen Gray, who is their development director. And we'll get to you next after this break, so be prepared.
I will.
We have special questions that Larry and a few others from the office had for us. This portion of the show brought to you by...
Balance.
Maxwell Insurance. Yeah, we were really nice to Larry, so yeah. Here we go. Right. We want to balance right. this.
Balance.
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Yes, that's right. Judy Maxwell began her company back in 1993. Has been helping our community ever since. Veterans, business owners, families, seniors. She's been helping them. She treats her customers as individuals and as friends. If you're looking for a, you know, if you're having questions about insurance, whether it's your homeowner's insurance, your personal insurance, your health insurance, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. It's a free review. It's a free trip down there, a review and evaluation of what you have. And maybe she's got some better ideas, or one of her professionals that she works with has maybe some better ideas. Who knows? Maybe not, but it doesn't hurt to have it checked. We do business with Judy, and we're real happy. We're real happy with how we've been treated down there and the results of working with Judy Maxwell. Give her a call, 221-0441. We'll be right back with United Way.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salads, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli, and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard ways,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the KHDNR studios, downtown Redding. We're streaming live at KHDNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. And, yes, they and Plumas are merging here in this summer. But what that does is none of the branches are closing down. Nobody's leaving. That allows you to have service at 19 banks instead of just four local ones we have. That range all the way over to Reno. It's all in Northern California here. It's going to be very, very much a positive experience for all the customers. But Cornerstone is kind of like that Cheers of banks, that they know your name when you walk in, and they take care of you like that. And we've done business with Cornerstone now several years, business, personal, and that. And they have always exceeded our expectations. So Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we're here with United Way with Larry Olmsted, who is the CEO of United Way for another week, and Kristen Gray, who is the Development Director. And now it's your turn,
all right,
Kristen. So all tell right. us a little bit
welcome
about
to the show.
You. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. So I've been with United Way in Northern California for 4 months on the 28th of February. So I have over 10 years of experience in fundraising development. And I was just very excited when Larry called me and asked me to come in and talk about this position. Just with all the work that United Way does, it just is something that really resonates with me. Being from this area, I live in Red Bluff, fifth generation resident of Tehama County. My family's sheep ranchers from the community.
Love it.
Me.
So I'm just really passionate about our community and just making a positive impact. And so with what United Way does, it just really checks all the boxes for me. With our North State Equity Fund, the work they do really has a personal touch for me with how it resonates with my family. And then our disaster program with all the fires we have and other disasters. Again, just helping people in our community, and now with building bridges, especially with building bridges, because that's something that's been, I think, on everybody's mind, and now coming to United Way and going, wow, okay, someone is actually trying to tackle
this.
There's
going to be a lot of people that have not heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
I got the press release. You said we need to talk about this because it started last night. So, Kristen or Larry, what is Building Bridges Initiative?
Yeah, well, I can start, Kristen, and maybe you can share a little bit about the learning lounges that you attended last night. So Building Bridges basically is an initiative that says, here in Shasta County, can we conduct our government affairs with a norm, an expectation that it's going to be civil and respectful, people are going to treat each other with respect and dignity, and that it's inclusive, that everybody can sit at the table and not feel intimidated, feel good about being there. And it sounds kind of, to some, Pollyannish, mm-hmm. or can you really get that done?
Well, how about saying the way it used to be 10 or 12, 15 years ago, you know, before COVID.
Sure.
Let's just say before COVID, where people could actually talk to each other. Larry and I, I'm sure, don't agree on everything. Or Linda and I sure as hell don't agree on everything. But being able to sit down and talk with each other, and at the end of it, not be upset or feel like he hates me.
Carl,
she hates me.
That's the whole thing.
That's what it used to be.
And the whole premise of this initiative is we're focusing so much on what divides us. Not all over the country. You all know this.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And sometimes here.
It's right.
Right?
Well, it's your
right.
town, too.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. I mean,
So how do we change that focus to, hey, let's find solutions based on our common goals and aspirations? So it's around seeking common ground, right? And what we believe is that the way to do that is, first of all, for people to be motivated to do it. Secondly, for folks to, sometimes it's hard. You know, we might have a debate over a certain issue and we get hot, right? You know,
there's
a lot of hot button issues out there, you know, and we get all excited. So what we're doing with our learning lounges, what we're doing with community conversations and listening sessions, and what we're doing in our conversations with civic leaders is, hey, there's some tools that you can use. That'll help you settle that conversation. And the key tool is just getting to know somebody. Carl, you had that service in the military, so you know this. You're walking alongside somebody. You were a Marine, I believe.
Yeah.
You're walking along somebody, and they got to have your back. You don't care what color they are, mm-hmm. what have you. It's like, hey, you're my brother today. Right.
Right. You know? If you're my brother today, you're my brother tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go.
They don't, you know, that doesn't end just because you come back inside the wire, because you know you're going to need to rely on that person. I mean, I've had altercations with other officers in the Marine Corps, you know, because you can't all get along.
Mm-hmm.
But there was never, ever a doubt in my mind, and after we, you know, kind of buried the hatchet there, or his mind, that when we went in, he wasn't going to come in and risk his life to save me if he had to, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not at that level
right.
in the civilian world.
Right.
However, when you talk about hot button issues, we've trained ourselves, in my opinion, I'm not an expert, but we've trained ourselves to react
mm-hmm.
instead of training ourselves to go question, you know, take a step back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's everything seems to be a hot button issue.
Right. So building bridges, what we're doing is that we are trying to create the framework to mobilize this community around the goal of, hey, it's not partisan. It's not, it's we commit to treating each other like human beings.
How about that?
Learning what, you know, where did you start? You asked Kristen and you asked myself a little bit about us, right? So once people start getting to know people, actually taking the time to put down that whole, you know, armor around their beliefs, and then we don't ask people to give up their beliefs. We just ask people find a common ground, right?
Well, would you agree? And I hate that question because that really, you know, that, when you say would you agree, that puts people on a defensive. So I'll take that back. To me, most of America, the vast majority of America, is the same.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to have a house. We want to be able to have a job. We want our kids to go to school. I know it sounds a little mundane, but that's what we want. We don't want the government on our butts all the time. We don't, you know, we want to have enough money to go on a vacation. And I know that.
Those are like the simple pleasures.
But everybody pretty much is along those lines.
Be able to buy dog food.
Yeah, that hierarchy.
Lamb food.
And there's people out on the edges
right.
that are very, very much alike. They don't realize how much they're the far, far right and the far, far left are so close to each other. Both wanting the same thing, but the vast, vast majority of us are in the middle.
Carl, absolutely. And I think the premise of our work is that we believe that 80% easy of our residents are just what you said.
Yeah.
We just want government to work. We
right.
just want our kids to be good in good schools. You know, we just want the streets to be safe. You know, now there's different ways to do that. And okay, you have those discussions, right. debates, arguments, whatever over that. But also recognize that, like you said, we're all kind of in the same boat.
We all are. And if we don't learn how to, again, it's an old platitude, if we don't learn to row together, we're just going to go in circles.
Right.
And as you know, and if we're staying in circles, we're not fixing anything.
So that kind of segues into an event that happened last night, and I'd like to revisit that after this break.
Yeah.
That you guys have created this with the Building Bridges initiation, learning lounges. I love the term, and I love the visual of two chairs of different colors as well, that because just right there is like we're learning about the all sides of a topic. The power of civic engagement was the first one last night. Then on March 11th, the dangers of exclusion and divisiveness learning lounge. The next one, curiosity over judgment. Love the curiosity over judgment. That, I think, is a great topic. And I think that's what, Larry, we were just kind of touching on, too, is being curious about what someone's talking about and not when you make a comment about something, you're not already against them or judging. You're want to ask questions and learn more about what they're talking about instead of just right away disagreeing with them.
And something that Carl had mentioned earlier, rather than reacting, taking a step back on April 15th, emotional regulation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to that. Because I think...
Well, we would if we could get in the break.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not done yet.
I
got another 30 seconds. Hello. And then we've got healthy versus destructive dialogue. These are exactly what we're talking about. It's very powerful what you guys are doing. The learning lounges.
This portion of the show, thought I'd just jump in right
now. Well, okay, yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop's where I've been going since I've lived in Reading. Founded in 1960. Been in the same spot since 1967. They're not a hair salon. I mean, it's a barbershop, my friends. It's got the only gels they have is like butch wax for the flat tops. and it's just a great place. Friendly, politics are never discussed there because why would you want to upset your barber? And he cuts his initials in the back of your head or nips off the – no. So they don't do that. Just Tim and Logan are just really good guys. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478, so it works on my schedule. You can do that, or you can just step in there. If there's an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with United Way.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring-shaped bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casinos Studios in downtown Reading here with our window on the world. As we look out there, and guess what? Caltrans engineers are out surveying the sidewalk again. Now, what's that about?
Hopefully they take down those meters.
Well,
no meters anymore. That's right.
That's right. There's no meters.
I'd like to go back to meters.
Caltrans is going to redo all the sidewalks in the ADA facilities at the end of each block. So what's that mean? Stand by. We don't know. But Caltrans is our friends. Oh, no. Was I setting people up to go, oh my God, what are they going to do? We don't know, but what they're going to do is redo the sidewalks. But it's not going to be this year, next year. Or as one of the engineers said out there, surveyors said, probably not in the next 5 years. So I don't even know if I have to worry if I'm going to be alive when they're doing it. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We're here with United Way and Larry Olmsted, who is the CEO of United Way, and Kristen Gray, who is the development director. Mm-hmm. And let's go to the phones. Yeah. Mike.
Do you have a comment?
Hey, girl, how are you doing?
Good. Fine.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the show. My question is to Larry, and it's about this Building Bridges program. How, with 80% of the North State, he says, that doesn't typically have that problem diversifying and getting along with each other, the 20% that we say are having problems with it, how are you going to reach out to these people? And is it the younger group or is it the older group? How is United Way going to make contact with those particular people?
That's such an excellent question.
That's a good question.
That's a great
Mike.
Question. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And Mike, yeah, thanks for the question. We have lined up a series of different activities that are going to extend our reach and our knowledge of many, many groups. One of those activities is something we're calling listening sessions, and those are simply going to be focus group style types of discussions with folks where we just sit and listen. We don't come in with an agenda. We ask a series of questions that are really about what I mentioned earlier, which is, what are your aspirations for the community, right? Not what are your problems and your grievances, but what are your aspirations? What do you hope for this community? And definitely, among the groups that we really want to target is our younger audience, our younger people here, in Shasta County. So we'll be recruiting folks from schools, from universities, young professionals, groups like the 2030 Club as an example.
I was just thinking of that.
Young professional group.
And they have an impact on our community.
Right. That's the type of group we'll target. So yes, no question about it. It's important to reach out to all segments and important to reach out in a way in which we're listening, not coming in with our prescribed agenda.
Okay. So given the atmosphere of the media today, everybody watches news and so on, and the separation right now between the political parties and obviously the new or the old woke situation we had, that's separating our country. United Way has a lot of power at a nationwide level. can they help with assisting with your program in the media, maybe trying to tone down the media rhetoric so much and the division of our country?
What a wonderful... I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What a wonderful question.
We didn't plan this.
If we can find a way to do that. Yeah.
But United Way is so large. You guys have a really good program raising money for all these local causes, which is great. But if you can't tone down the media and get the separation of our country, you're going to have a battle. You're always going to be fighting the same battle. You've got to help at a national level. I'm not getting too powerful with this. I don't want to get overdone with it. I want you to just understand locally is important, but you only have 20% of the people that right now in our North State that have a diversification problem to me. I think nationwide it's a stirring pot. You're continuously, the media is making it more than it actually is. And I think United Way could help your input.
Well, I certainly appreciate that.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, just a real quick response for Mike's question. I was at a United Way National Conference last year, and our national president and CEO, a woman named Angela Williams, spoke to this herself, and she said a couple of things. One is that United Way is always going to stand as a nonpartisan organization, and that's part of our power. We can speak to anybody of any political stripe on Capitol Hill, wherever. And the second part was she is really vexed by the thing that Mike said, which is basically the media setting an agenda that is detrimental or negative. And so she's aware of that. So one of the things, United Way Worldwide, our parent, one of the things they've said about building bridges is, hey, tell us the work that you're doing. We want to find ways to amplify this work elsewhere. And, appreciate the point about the media. We have to, part of it is doing good work that gets reflected in the media.
Well, and let me just bring this up. We're in the media. Of course, but we say the same things is it's going out and pushing, vigorously and just on one thing and focusing on one thing isn't really helpful. But here's my, when he mentioned, well, you have 80% up here, but only 20% we're trying to kind of pull back into it. If you start, you have to start someplace.
Exactly.
And trying to start from the top down, not going to work. They base their whole thing on money, as we know in the media. They base it on money. That's why you're seeing some of the networks are cutting hundreds of employees, firing people off their shows because they've lost their
ratings.
Audience. Well, they've lost their audience. But if we in our local community can get our community to talk together and everybody kind of heading in that same direction, that's a start. Mm. And then that starts in Shasta County. It goes to Tehama County, goes to Siskiyou County, and this isn't an overnight thing. I mean, in my opinion, this is a full time for a long time because you can't just stop after, we're all talking together and we're not being angry. This has got to continue.
Yeah. Kristen, I was thinking you might share a little bit about what we talked about last night in our learning lounge because I think that really starts setting the table for a different tone for our civic engagement.
I tell you what, hold that thought till we get back from this break, and we're going to take a quick break right now. I want you.
Served us so well. get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Lance, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Abbott. 8:47 in the morning here on the 26th of February, the longest February in the history of mankind. 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, about 74. And we are here with United Way with Larry Olmsted, who's the CEO for one more week. And he's kind of like, I know he's thinking, you see, my first day, I don't have to be there. But I have this list of projects. And then pretty soon that list of projects keeps growing. And then you go back to work because they get away from the projects. And Kristen Gray, who is the development director, she's going to be talking about last night's Building Bridges, the first night at it. Tell us.
Yeah, so this was the first of our series of learning lounges, and it went very well. We were very excited. We had 28 people participate.
And this was all online?
Yes, it's all online. And if you go to our website, which is norcalunitedway.org, we have our Building Bridges link on there, and you can go there and register. It's free, but you can register and get the link to participate live on our learning lounges, and we have the whole list of them. They're February through the end of May right now, and You can also go onto that link, and they will be recorded also, and then you can also see the slide text. So there's all different ways that you can get that information if you miss the live recording.
This isn't like a Zoom or something like that. This is just coming in and seeing the presentation, right?
No, it is a Zoom.
Okay.
So you can actually participate.
Oh, okay. So then so you push the button and you can ask questions and all that. Meanwhile, you're watching the
facilitator
presentation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We have 28 people last night.
We had 28 people. And so we have an opportunity. The facilitator, Kaylee, who is our incoming CEO, there's opportunities where she'll ask questions, ask people to participate. There's a chat that you can ask questions in. So we really do want people to be there live during the event if they can for that participation.
And what are some of the other events you have, in this Building Bridges? Because it's not just last night. There's going to be a series, like you said. But what are some of the topics?
So I want to touch on last night. So last night was the power of civic engagement. And some of the things we discussed there was, if you're going to be attending, for example, a supervisor's meeting, just giving people techniques when you're going up to give a public statement. Write the note down so you know you want to stay on topic, so you don't get flustered or emotional and you can stay on topic. Try to control your emotions. When you're speaking about something, don't be aggressive. Don't get angry. So really giving people good suggestions on how to do public speaking, how to be well-received when you're trying to get your message across.
It doesn't help when you call them the supervisors or the city council a bunch of jerks when you start off like that.
For some reason, I don't know why, people do not take well to that. So really helping people learn how to be at a public event like that and get their point across.
Civilly.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about, is how to have those civil conversations and to be able to find that common ground. Because like we were discussing, we all want the same thing for our community, maybe just different ways to get there. So let's have those civil conversations so we can get to the same result. The next one is March 11th, and it's Othering, the Dangers of Exclusion and Divisiveness Learning Lounge. The next one that I really am looking forward to is Curiosity Over Judgment. So again, that's when someone has a different opinion than yours, instead of right away being against them or making judgment, you're going to be curious about why they feel that way. Why is that their opinion? Emotional Regulation, again, talking about when you're at a public speaking and trying to control those emotions. Don't get angry right away. Healthy.
don't get angry at all.
There you go. Exactly. That's a good point. Maybe I definitely need to go to that learning lab.
Yeah, just don't get angry right away. Wait two
exactly.
minutes. Then get angry.
Then get angry.
No, you're missing the point here.
See, Carl, that was a learning opportunity for you. I was making sure that you caught that.
Oh, good.
So you passed. Healthy versus destructive dialogue.
Can we bring some of this home?
Probably not.
You know what? Actually, we were talking about that, and Kaylee was saying that after she went through these, that she really has been able to utilize these, and I can see.
You can use these in other situations.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Don't react with your spouse or your family.
Yeah.
And your family.
Don't get angry. Just take that step back and then come back in. I mean, later on, you can always smack them.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I need to really do that emotional regulation one where I'm like, don't get angry right away. That is what
exactly. Your regulation.
May 13th, that one's to be announced. We're still working on that one. Okay. And then the last one is We All Belong. They're very well thought out.
Topics.
And we don't want to say workshops. You know, it's really just a learning opportunity. Very well thought out, put together. They're very easy to digest the way they're put together. So, again, very interactive. It was just under an hour, went by so quickly.
This might be great for a family to get together and get online and just say, we're going to do this as a family unit.
Yeah,
I agree.
That
grows.
So it's more than just civic.
These are tools. Some of these
correct.
Are emotional,
it's more than just the civic
growing tools.
Getting along that, but it's also, you could use it sounds like families and at work and things like this. How to be able to talk to each other without getting upset.
Absolutely.
You know, and what we've talked about, Larry.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's from the United Way perspective,
you know, the thing is, we're about solutions. We're not like ideologues, okay? The question is, as we engage in our civic discourse, are we pointing toward real answers to real issues, or are we, you know, sticking to maybe an ideological belief that's important to us, and that's okay, and it's okay to express passion, but passion is different from expressing anger and hostility.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay to be passionate about it, but passion driving toward real solutions. And I think that's part of our concern at United Way as we do our work in the community. There's some serious issues that we have to confront in our community, homelessness, or you know, the different pockets of poverty that we have, and so forth and so on.
Health issues, veterans issues.
Sure.
You know, the homelessness where we're, you know, they're making, you know, they're going to have today. In fact, they're going to have the grand opening of the micro shelter.
House, yeah.
That's going to happen today.
Very positive.
And how that's going to help, and you know, but other things that people are. Jail. We need a new jail. But that may be, you know, it's not a bridge too far, but it is right now.
Right.
But there's so many things and they all touch on it, and everybody has an opinion or should, is how do we bring those opinions together and actually come
to a solution.
To
I like
solution.
The word. Yeah.
We'll get to a better place if, first of all, everybody can lay everything on the table, okay? And then, okay, now that we have it all on the table, But if you can't get the stuff on the table because people feel intimidated
they're afraid to say it because it'll make them look
bad.
Exactly. Right. That's a big thing. Yeah. I'm not going to say this. This is really something that bothers me. But if I say it, people will think I'm
right.
And then put your favorite name on that.
Exactly.
But be able to talk about it.
Exactly. And we think we can get beyond that. We should be able to get beyond that.
I think we can. We were before.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, but, you know, you go back.
It's not a negative.
You go back to the old.
But it was
better
than it is.
And this was a long time ago. Reagan and the Democratic, Tip O'Neill.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How they would go at it with each other, but then sit down and have a bourbon afterwards. But the way it used to be where the politicians would be on opposite sides, but be able to work together.
Have a cocktail at lunch.
Yeah, we've gone beyond that. And it's, unfortunately, has come down to certain.
The good old
aspects
days.
Of our society.
Yeah, you know, United Way is a nonpartisan organization, and I operate that way, of course, in that role.
Yeah.
But I will tell, I'll tell anybody, I voted Democrat most of my life, right?
Yeah.
And I came up to the North State,
surrounded by other Democrats.
Right. Hey, are we solving local issues or not? And what I found is that, you know, people are up here, good people, and the public servants are trying to do their best. And, you just sit down and you work things out, right? So a lot of this, again, hey, getting to know people. And, once you start getting to know people, now we're working towards solutions. We're not just at each other's throats.
And that's the bottom line. And it's kind of a good way to kind of end is your learning lounges and these in the upcoming events. It's how can we discuss issues civilly? How do we keep from getting emotionally
charged
and all that, which is just kind of, and it's for all people, all persuasions on how to get along with each other.
And the last thing I just want to add, I think which really wraps it up, is for our building bridges, it's dialogue over division.
Yeah.
That is what we're promoting, is this dialogue over division. And what we touched on last night, too, was making people feel comfortable to get up and be able to speak. So then it opens it up so then the next person feels comfortable to getting up to speak and to be able to just share what they want to say.
Yeah. And in such a way that we don't have to empty the chambers of the Board of Supervisors twice every time, and it doesn't go on for 12 hours.
Exactly.
Larry Olmsted and Kristen Gray, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Linda and Carl.
Absolutely. Thank you.
NorCalUnitedWay.org. That's where you're going to find more information about our programs and building bridges.
And the learning lounges. That's exciting.
And when's the next one going to be?
The next one is March 11th, and if you have any questions on participating or other ways you can get involved with Building Bridges or how you'd like to support or donate, please reach out to me. And again, you can go to NorCalUnitedWay.org and get a hold of me too.
Okay, and it'd be cool to have you back again after the next one.
Oh, we'd love to.
Or before.
We'd
probably
love to.
Probably after would be better. See if that can go from 28 to 38 to 108. Yeah. You know, where people really, because it's simple, they can get in there. If you don't want to participate, I'm sure you don't have to.
Correct.
You can just sit there and listen.
Mm-hmm.
You said earlier, this isn't a one-shot deal. This is going to be, United Way is committed to working for several years on this project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's so many different aspects to it. That's the thing. It's, and even though some people are one issue, one trick ponies, there's so much that's tied to all of it. So anyway, thank you very much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back on the next one, too. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there. God bless America.
Stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.